so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
On the road again from Ballybunion to British Bay, Henry McKean is taken to the highways and byways of Ireland in his trusty camper van to discover some of our beautiful country's hidden gems and to catch up with some fellow staycationers along the way. Henry's camper van tour starts today on the show. He travelled in his camper van across Ireland to Ballybunion in North Kerry, and he joins us now. Henry, good morning. How's the journey going?
Good morning, Pat. Yeah, it's been an adventure. My family travelled with me in a VW Nomad, which sleeps four, and I met Grace O'Sullivan and Sean O'Hanrahan at Bunk Campers, who were starting a campervan tour just as I set off.
We're really excited, yeah, really excited to be taking our first holiday together in a campervan to explore the Wild Atlantic Way.
Have you done anything like this before?
No, this is the first time we've ever done anything like this.
And your camper van is bigger than my camper van. Not that we're going to get into that, but yours is a big unit, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's massive, yeah. Yeah. Be an interesting run there down the road today, yeah, through the lanes of Ireland.
And how come you decided to go through the lanes of Ireland in a bunk camper? Why?
I suppose it was a nice opportunity with COVID to explore the west coast of Ireland, maybe more so than we would have done any other year, and get a chance to get out to the coast.
Any tips for me? I've never done this either.
If you're tall, make sure you get a nice big camper van so that you're not cramped for the week. Like Sean, he's 6'3", so we decided to take a large camper van for the week to give us that bit of extra space.
And do you have any tips on cooking or anything like that?
Well, outdoor dining is back,
all to be decided.
Bring
matches.
Now, Henry, how did you get on? I mean, sleeping in a camper van on your first night, how was it?
Yeah, it was cozy. The roof opens up into a bunk. It has a fridge. It has a gas stove. And they even gave me a portable toilet, which I still haven't used. This is the moment we pulled into Ballybunion and the moment that we woke up the next day after spending a night in a camper van.
So we've just arrived in Ballybunion. We've crossed Ireland. We've made it all the way to Foynes and the Wild Atlantic Way, and we've just pulled in to Pierce's caravan park, and I'm here with Paul Pierce, and that's my child, quite excited to be here. And we've got the camper van, we're setting up the beds.
How are things, Henry? How are you doing?
And have you seen a lot of camper vans, a lot of staycationing coming in?
Yeah, there has been a good few, alright, yeah, coming and going. Do you know, the Wild Atlantic Way has brought an awful lot of tourism down this side of the country, anyhow.
And any tips for us tonight? Total novices, never slept in a camper van before. What do we need to know?
Relax, Henry.
Just need to relax.
Relax, yeah.
So we're just waking up here in Ballybunion after a pretty good night's sleep. We slept reasonably well.
Put this down, Dad.
Put this down. We're going to put that down. Beautiful views of Ballybunion. Good few nights to go, but a wonderful, wonderful trip across Ireland down here. Could do with another night's sleep, to be honest.
Have you had breakfast yet?
I wanted to do breakfast inside the camper van. I just had coffee, but then I got a call from two local Kerry GA All-Stars. They won 15 All-Irelands between them, Ogie Moran and Bomber Liston. They invited me actually out for breakfast at the Marine Hotel to welcome the camper van tour to the town. I asked about why Ogie and Bomber, why they're called that.
I've been known as Bomber, I've been known as Owen, I've been known as a lot of things, but anything, it doesn't bother me really, you know. It's more people would know me as Bomber than Owen.
My dad was Dennis, and I was christened Dennis as well, but then it was Dennis Ogie. I suppose young Dennis, and Ogie is probably the Irish for junior. So Dennis Ogie, I became Ogie very young, and I was never called anything else really but Ogie.
We're very big in Ballybunion.
You're big in Ballybunion.
Exactly. Anyone that comes here, they seem to come back. You know, you have fabulous golf courses, you have fabulous beaches, you have cliff walks, you have lovely restaurants, lovely bars. Most of the things that people want in life is here, and we were lucky enough to grow up here and to be reared here and had a lot of fun over the years. And I think that's what makes it so successful, is people just have been coming here for 10, 20, 30, 40 years, and they just keep coming back, you know. We had a pub in the town at one stage there, and the amount of people that has come year after year after year from Cork, Limerick, Dublin, you know, and Tipperary, and they're still coming back, and you know, that's it's just great to see them.
It's a great family resort as well. And when we were young here, people would come down, they come for the month. They take a lodge up Cliff Road or the Doon Road, and people came back year after year after year. And now you see some of their children coming back. It's not too common. You'd have second, third generation of people coming down from, say, Dublin, Cork, Limerick, Galway, and then they'd be coming here every year. So there's great tradition there. I think great way of life. It's easy. Beaches, walks. And it's just a general very... It's a very relaxing place to be, you know.
When the tide was out in the Saturdays, you'd have 20 a side and been ref by ourselves, and you know, it was just great fun. When the tide was in, we'd play just across there in the Castle Hotel until we were cleared out of it. But you know, great place to grow up, and a lot of pride in the place, love the place, and love always coming back out here.
Kerry legends Ogie Moran and Bomber Liston. Henry, how is Ballybunion getting on with the reopening and all the staycationers?
Yeah, they've a short summer, like most businesses and tourist resorts across Ireland. They're hoping for the best. I got to meet a local ice cream parlour success story Sundays. They've even now franchised in the States under the name Celtic Creamery. I also met Elaine Bennett and Derek Nagel, owners of the Marine Hotel in Ballybunion.
We're very lucky we're on the beach here. We have a fabulous product, lovely views out of the pods. Everyone seems to really like them. We just opened them this weekend, so... they were full last night. Everyone's delighted to be in them, I think, so it's just great.
It's actually put Ballybunion back on the map, and I actually think this pandemic...
You think that? You think Ballybunion is back on the map?
Yeah, 100%. Even in the winter, we've never had people appreciate our town and the views and the walks as much as they have this year. Definitely, and people are mad to get houses here, whereas they hadn't before. So yeah, it's definitely a hidden treasure.
Hello, Henry. I'm Joanna McCarthy, and I have Sunday's Ice Cream Parlour in Ballybunion. Look around you, Henry. Could you be in a nicer place? You've got the sea, you've got the sand, champagne air. It's just the best place in the world. My husband's family were from here originally, so we used to come back and tour, and I always dreamt if I moved anywhere in the world, it would be here. It is just the most glorious place to live. What's nicer than that are the people. The people here are fantastic, so welcoming, and I just felt part of the community straight away. A bit of Irish magic is what I say on all the promotions, but a lot of love and care. And the most unusual of recipes. So we put together, all our recipes are obviously homemade, creations that we've come up from generally my head, I must be honest, but they seem to work, yeah. One of the most popular flavours is, we call it By the Sea and From the Bee, and it's sea salt and honey butter, yeah. And what I really hope is that people who haven't been to Ballybunion for years come back, see it, and think, why do we get on a plane when there's this in front of us? It's amazing.
And that's Joanna McCarthy from Sunday's Ice Cream Parlour. Now, Henry, not all the businesses have reopened. Arcades and amusements, they have to wait until the 5th of July. And then, of course, there's indoor dining.
Yeah, that's right, Pat. I visited Pavilions Amusements. They're basically modern and old-fashioned. They've got beautiful fortune teller machines. They've got state-of-the-art new bumper cars and coin pushers. Here is brother and sister Owen and Jennifer Walsh from Pavilion Amusements, not opening until the 5th of July. They gave me a sneak peek before the reopen.
Ballybunion is a unique place in that, you know, the same people come back every year. Some people skip for a couple of years and come back when they have children or grandchildren. We're a third generation business, so you know, we've been here in one shape or form for all our lives. So I mean, we would see the same people coming back, and it's great to see the families and, you know, new additions, and you know, it's a great business.
We've got a traditional machine here in the arcade. I love this. You put the 10 cents in and they slide. What's this called? Describe it.
We would call these, I suppose, pushers. We know them as traditionally as, but I suppose people nowadays would be more familiar with Tipping Point. It's a game on English television. So we do hear a lot of the kids when they come in, they say, oh, look, mommy, look, daddy, Tipping Point. So you just put the coin in and it has to try and knock the coins down to bring the coins out into the middle of the play field.
Do you know if I won the lotto, I would buy one of these machines? Yeah. I just love it. I know it's a form of 10 cent gambling, but here we go. I'm going to put the money in.
The best of luck.
So are the odds stacked against me?
Yeah, no, never. You always have a good chance.
Oh, here we go. Are we going to win?
Oh, unfortunately, no. That one went down the side.
So what's going to happen is the next customer that comes in here,
he's going to win big.
So how long did you spend there, Henry, feeding in your coins?
Yeah, a lot of 10 cents, a lot. Yeah,
So where next?
Well, I got to go to the seaweed baths on Ladies Beach. It's been there since 1927, looking over the Atlantic Ocean, Pat. Here is Kathy Sadler, who moved to Bally Bunyan 25 years ago this June.
You'll absolutely love it. Once you put your bum into the bath and run down into that sea, you just won't want to leave.
I'll never leave Bally
Bunyan. You'll want to do it again tomorrow.
Katie Hallahan from Tala, you're on holiday here in Bally Bunyan. You've had a seaweed bath. What's it like?
Oh, it was lovely. I could have stayed in it all day. Nice and relaxing. Great for the skin, yeah. Bit of a massage while you're in there as well.
Hello, my name is Claire Mulvihill and I'm working here at Collins' Seaweed Baths, a family business which has been in my family for almost 100 years, since the 1920s. And we're situated here on the Lady Strand in Bally Bunyan. I'm looking out at the Atlantic Ocean, which is on the way out now, and I see Lou Paid in front of me and Kerry Head over to the left.
It is absolutely stunning, and there's caves right beside us. There's a man drawing a massive heart, an artist, in the sand, and we're going to go for a seaweed bath, aren't we?
I think you'll enjoy it. The tradition has been in my family for 100 years. People have come to Bally Bunyan for seaweed baths and to relax in and to draw in the champagne air, as we call it here, from places like West Limerick and North Cork for decades. So I'm going to turn on the hot water and put a bucket of freshly picked serrated wrack into the bath. And when the hot water meets the seaweed, it draws out all the natural oils. And this was freshly picked by my father and brother. It's freshly picked every day. So the serrated wrack is brown when it goes into the bath, but when the boiling water hits it, it turns green. So you can see it turning green now. Now, if you just feel the seaweed and you can feel the silkiness of that.
Oh, it's very silky.
Yeah, this is beautiful on your skin. It's in seaweed, it's a natural moisturiser. So you'll be looking beautiful when you come out.
So I'm just getting into the seaweed bath. It's lovely and warm, very traditional. And I'm just wiping and massaging the seaweed against my skin. Oh, that is bliss.
We should have given a health warning before we play that clip. Henry in the seaweed bath. You wouldn't get out of it, I believe.
Yeah, I couldn't get out of it. I said I'd only be 10 minutes and I was probably 45 and I kept lots of people waiting. I was supposed to hang out with Bomber Liston's brother, Donald Liston. He's the chairperson of Bally Bunyan Community Forum. He promised he would take me to this hidden beach, Nun's Beach, a gem with a smuggler's cove, which can only be reached by rope or kayak.
We have 5 beaches in Bally Bunyan. This one they don't advertise, it's one of the hidden gems. One of the reasons is if people had access to it, they would have to man it with lifeguards. And because of that, they have so much room on the other beaches that they chose not to. So it's difficult to get down, but locals have a way, and we have a rope on a slippery, kind of a slopey path, but it's not exceptionally dangerous, but it is awkward. And in wet times, you can't go down. But a lot of the locals would actually have kayaks and come around the cliff edge and come in like, you know, into the beach by wave and go home again, which is much, much easier. But it's a beautiful beach to spend time on.
I'm having a chat with Christiana. You're from Galway, originally from Romania. You've just gone down this rope to the beach. What was it like?
A bit scary, but you can manage. Like, you just need a little bit of, like, you need to be strong. And if you leave that rope, you're down. Stunning.
Very nice. Yeah.
And the water, clear, green. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
Absolutely.
To go
it's worth
down.
The risk.
Yes, worth the risk.
I'm glad you said that.
Yes.
I'm local, like I say. I grew up here and I've been there many times, but Henry'd love to try it.
So Donald is on his way down with the ropes. Okay. He's getting the angle.
That's the secret. Take the ropes.
Basically
first.
Abseiling.
And you're abseiling, basically. But you haven't got the lock off. You really have to hold your grip. That's all.
So we're now going to try and go down this cliff here. We're getting down slowly onto the beach. Yeah. We've gone down the rope, we've gone down to the Nun's Beach, to the Smuggler's Cave. Absolutely stunning. Picture postcard stuff.
we're just here after finishing the cliff walk, coming back up from the Nuns Beach. Henry and I are just here onto the Dune Road. And if people want to come to want to find us here, we're kind of a hidden gem in the North Kerry area. If you come across the ferry from Kilimer to Tarbert, turn to your right, head along the coast, stay loyal to the Wild Atlantic Way, travel along by Beal Point, down through past the Cliffs of Duneen, Bramore Cliffs, and into Ballybunion from the north side, and you'll have the most spectacular view of the whole town and the golf clubs in the distance. If you want to keep going, it's at your loss.
And that's Donal Liston, just having emerged from Nuns Beach in Ballybunion with Henry McKean. And Henry will continue his campervan tour tomorrow. Henry, don't tell us where you're going. Surprise us in the morning as to where your destination is. You might also, when you finish the whole thing, talk to us generally about how difficult it is to find a place to put your camper van, because a text from a listener, caravan camping parks here should take a trip to France to see how it should be done. Hopefully there'll be more of them developed here. They're called AIRES, A-I-R-E-S, in France, often run by the local authorities. Couple of euro a night or whatever, and you've got all the facilities that you need, you know, for recharging your van in every way. So maybe you'd discuss generally how easy it was when you finished your tour. Anyway, Henry, bon voyage, enjoy the day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. All the best.